and to hear you. It's good to be back in the house. Because he's in the house, right? That's right. And I have a new person I'd like to introduce to you this morning. Her name is Susie Foster. It works. I didn't realize she had left the building when I said that. But anyway, I was coming over this morning, and she was gone to pick up the kids, and so I called from my phone from the car, and I said, "Call Susan McLeod." I said, "Man, that don't sound right." So I told her when we got her on the phone, I said, "I got to change that to Susie Foster." She said, "Why not just call my wife?" Call my wife. I said, "Well, what for's another one?" Oh no, it's good. It is good to be back. And I've thought all week while we were down there in that cold, rainy Florida. They act like they got it all down there. They don't have it all down there, but they had some rain and cold. They did, but it was a wonderful time. Had a great time down there. And I've been looking forward to this morning. This is the beginning of our Thanksgiving week. And I told when I asked them to come, we scheduled this as a Thanksgiving service, you know, today. And I am so thankful to have No Name But His. And boy, do I love that name of that group, No Name But His. It's all about Him. And I hope and pray today that you just really, really have a wonderful, worshipful time. And here's my man I'm thankful for.
Yes,
this is Chris.
Yeah.
Y'all know Chris? Give Chris a hand. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. I
appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
Love that man. Got a couple things I need to tell you. At 1 o'clock at Memorial Funeral Home in Lisbethton will be Charlotte's brother. If you have an opportunity, you know, Wayne and Charlotte, they sit right there, and they're not with us all the time because she plays a piano for another church, and only pianists they have. So the funeral of her brother is going to be at Memorial. If you have an opportunity to drop by and just let them know that you are praying for their family, that would be wonderful, okay? I think Les... Yeah, we can do that. We're going to receive an offering a little different this morning. If you have your tithe check or your tithes and offerings, if you have that, separate that. But at the same time, I want you to dig a little deeper on the other side of the pocket. And we're taking up a special offering for No Name But His. They don't ask for nothing. And they'd leave without anything, and it'd be all the same. You know, that's what I like about their spirit. It's all about Him. They don't do it for them. They do it for Him. And so if you would just dig a little deeper on the other side, and let's give them a good offering this morning, okay? If I could have a couple ushers come forward right now, we'll do that. Some big stout men would be good. That looks mean. No, just kidding. Tom's tired. He wore himself out in Sunday school. But boy, was it good. Amen. I'm looking back here. I'm going to ask, John, would you bless this offering, sir? Appreciate that.
Bless your word. Thank you, Lord. Send
Now, I know some of you would like to have been at the wedding. I knew you would. There were different reasons why we did it down in Crossville and why we only had family down there, her family and my family. But tonight, we're going to show you a video of the wedding and a lot of pictures. I don't know what Jessie put on there, but she's a picture taker. But we'll do that tonight, and there's going to be a reception tonight at the fellowship hall. We'll watch the wedding over here. I start to say funeral. we'll watch the wedding over here, and then we'll go over and have some good stuff. Brenda's got it all ready, right, Brenda? She's been on top of it. So Les is going to lead us in a song, and we're going to sing out loud, and then we're going to welcome no name but his to be a part of our service.
All right.
120 in the book.
Thank you.
go at 10 o'clock. Come on in for Sunday school. Thomas wanted. Just thankful that we enjoy that. It's so good. It's good to see all of you. Even Dan is really good to see. So, just walking just a little bit, today. I'm just a little happy. I'm grateful. It's a good day. It's good to see Lynn, Tommy, so many people I know. And it's just like I said, we're going to worship the Lord. This is God's time. This ain't our time. Tonight or this morning, if you've got a testimony, if you've got a need, you just obey the Lord. Amen. We sing. I know these songs you drown us out of your best. You better sing them, I promise. This song here says, God is still good, right? And He is good all the time. I'm thankful that He's there for me in the times that I'm not looking at Him. He's always looking at me. That's kind of what this song says. just being born into the Thanksgiving family, we have a lot to be thankful for. So many things that I take for granted. This song talks about that. Susie, if you want to just mention it.
Amen.
Thank you.
throughout the friendships, I was telling Dan this morning, he told me he was 80, almost getting ready to be 81.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I said it this morning, and I'll say it again. I said he don't look it, and I mean that. Jimmy said he looked 84, but
he doesn't look it, but he's starting to smell.
Don't you agree?
I look like mothballs.
Bobby, another dollar.
What? Don't go that way. Take Jimmy's way. I'm still not built you up. But over the years, the friendship has just been so, and I appreciate you so much, having us so much in the groups that me and Jimmy were in the past. And just been a blessing to be here with you all through the years. And I mean that. I like this next song. This is an older song that Jimmy sung, and we sung back in the day. But this song is so strong right now. You see, I know what lies ahead waiting me. I know it doesn't matter about what's going on this earth. It doesn't matter about how we look at the news and we see all this. Sometimes I'm like Tom, I may look at the paper. I may look at my phone and catch news. But I realize it doesn't matter because I know that God is going to destroy this. I don't know about you, but I'm just ready to head on. I know what lies ahead. Listen.
Little man, how about you tonight?
getting on Bruce's time for battling the sickness and getting to tell just tell about poor Charles.
I'll tell you how real hard Charles has. He was at Walmart a couple of weeks ago and he came and told you this story. He said, Jim, I was standing in the aisle. There's a young lady behind me. She was just crying. I've never heard the likeness of it. So I asked her, I said, sweetheart, what in the world is wrong? She said, well, I just came back from the bank cashing my refund check, and I had a big white envelope that had all my money in it, but I lost it. Charlie said the Holy Spirit just seemed to deal with it. He pulled his wallet out, gave her a $100 bill.
Good, Charlie.
I said, well, Charlie, that's good. He said, well, the Lord's blessed. I just found the wallet or an envelope for $1,600. Guitar for a while, and these guys were out singing. I was off work for 3 months, and I would want to go in there and play. And I kept it in my hand. I thought, well, it's going to go away. It'd be all right. It seemed like it never went away. Back some time ago, Jimmy would sing this song, and we never could get this song. It's just one of those songs. He practiced, and he said, it just didn't happen. And we were in practice one night, and we started to sing this song. It was right after I came back and tried to start playing and practicing with him. And God just put this song together. And I know why. It's for me. This song says, the crowds have welcomed the Master. I want to tell you what. When you don't know how to pray, when you don't know the words to say, God still hears those cries. He knows our heart. He knows that sometimes we don't have the words. It's not the solution. Amen. Maybe this song is for you, just like it is for me.
The water's so deep, oh, but gravity makes me how soon they'll see me. Just water from the voice and in all the spirit days. Because it rains, the nights will be coming in.
Oh,
My dad is a Christian. I grew up in a Christian home. I'm thankful that I didn't have parents who, I had to deal with parents who were alcoholics, who had issues, who fussed, who fought. I'm very thankful for that. I am privileged and blessed because of the choices they made in their life to serve Christ. So instead of hearing bickering and arguing, what I would hear walking down the hallway was a closed bedroom door and my father praying. I know those are private conversations, but those are the conversations that I found myself as a young boy standing in the hall and just listening. Not really understanding a true relationship with Christ. I had one, but I had not matured to that level yet. Yeah. But standing there and listening to him, seeing a man behind the pulpit and a man that was a pastor to all the whole community, the strength that I saw in that man, but the humbleness and the weeping that I heard as he cried out to his father, asking for help, for things. You know, we look at ministers and teachers and preachers and we think they've got it all figured out. And they don't, do they, brother? They're just as worthless as we are. It's all because of the Spirit.
Amen.
I remember one time Dad was talking in a sermon and he said, I grew up in Knoxville and I was 13 when we moved to a town called That's not a cultural shock in half. I don't know what it is. Go from Knoxville to Irwin. I didn't know what was going on. I asked that a couple times. I was like, where in the world have you brought us? But it was a great place to grow up. But even in Knoxville, I had about 16 or 17 young people that lived in our neighborhood. And they all come to my house. So we would play every sport you can think of. Whatever season it was, that's the sport we were playing. And if we can grow grass, we kill all the grass in the yard if we stay on it. But Dad said that he and Mom would be in the house. You could hear all those kids screaming and hollering, having a good time. Me or my sister, one of us would get hurt, usually me. And Mom would say, there's Jim, let me go see what's wrong. She came back in one day and Dad said, I haven't been to work. Can you tell that's one of our kids amongst all the screaming children out there? Said a mother knows the voice of her
children.
God knows the voice.
Yeah.
Every day amazes me with the omniscient and the omnipotent power of God.
Yeah.
And there may be billions of people praying at the same time. But when I pray, I know without a shadow of a doubt that He hears me as if I'm standing right in His own
presence. Yeah.
And He listens to me and He beckons me to come. And it's all because of what Christ did at Calvary.
Yeah.
So many people in this world that don't know Christ, they don't know where to go, they don't know what to do, they don't know where to turn, they're searching for something. Whether it be happiness, joy, peace, acceptance, they're trying to find something. I think this old hymn says it best. If you find yourself in a situation that you don't know where to go, where to turn, where to look, where it's up, down, or sideways, there's only one place you can go. It's where can I go? But to the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Sing with us, will you? Thank you.
love this time of the year. Yeehaw. Amen. We also reflect back. I love this psalm that simply says, He has brought me through so much. I can be here with Tom and go through every pew, every hour. And we can share what God has brought you through. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I can tell you how He brought me through. He simply just picked me up and carried me. Because at times I don't know. But I know I can't on the other side. I think this church is through COVID, what we all went through. The sicknesses that we all know, I know we may have lost loved ones and dear friends. But COVID hurt the church. And in here this morning, looking at this crowd, you're blessed. Because the churches sometimes haven't recovered. A lot of churches close their church on Sunday nights and just fail to reopen them again. Sometimes I think they were maybe looking for an excuse.
Amen.
As we sing this song, think about what God has brought you through.
Yeah.
Rejoice in that. Be thankful.
Amen.
Be grateful.
Amen.
Amen.
I gotta say this. August 30th, I was in a wreck at home in my car. Before I could cry out to him, he was there. He wrapped his arms around me. Not only in that, but all things. And I just want to praise
him.
Amen.
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 Goodness, we should all be standing praising him for the things he does for us. If you're saved, you feel it. You know it. And we should just thank
him. Amen.
That's what he wants.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. A month ago, I couldn't walk. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody else? Anybody? As we sing some of this.
Tears out. Great.